All right. Welcome in. Toilets to Titles, episode number 77. It is your weekly news roundtable discussion. We are going to get you caught up on all the happenings from the NFL this past week. So you guys are ready to roll into this week, ready to go do that thing, ready for real football to come up, ready for all those fantasy football drafts. We have you covered. And with me this morning to cover all of those things, it's my main man, my co-host, Justin Stevens, at Justin FF underscore Justin. What is happening?
Good morning, John. Yeah, so I know you wanted to do this show last night, but we had trouble finding guys to come on. I'm so glad you made it for this morning because this feels like old times, man. Just me and you for the first time in a while. It's just me and you shooting the crap for Toilets of Titles. So
shooting the crap.
Feels pretty good, man.
I don't know if I've ever heard someone say shoot the crap or shooting the crap. So I'm so glad that you're glad that I was able to change to this morning. And I'm glad that you used the phrase shooting the crap, because that's going to be in my pocket from now on. I'm going to throw that out there. Justin, yes, it does feel like old times, and it's great. That's why I'm looking forward to the season, man. Tuesday nights in season, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Justin, Nate, and I we'll be bringing to you the in-season version of Toilets to Titles. I know we've assembled like a full orchestra, and we have tons of different instruments, but we're all going to have our own track in season. If you check out the Toilets to Titles YouTube schedule, we're going to be on Tuesday nights, 8:30 p.m. Nate is doing double duty. I think on Wednesday nights, he's going to be with Rich doing Dollars to Deuces. Joe's going to be doing an NFL review of the last week on Wednesday nights. Thursday nights, I'm going to be doing a DFS show, a dash of DFS. And then Sunday mornings, Joe's going to be doing a preview at 8 a.m. And then Mike and Alex are going to be doing a call-in show, The Blitz, at like 10 a.m. That's going to bring you into your Sunday slate. So we're going to be like extremely live, extremely busy. But come season time, Toilets of Titles, the original show, is going to be back and strong. And we're gonna spend a lot of time together, Justin.
Yeah. So for those of you that followed Mike over here from Sleeper Wire, that Blitz is his original Blitz show. He's continuing it with us. So I will also be on the first hour of the Blitz every week as well. So I can't do both hours. I can't commit to that. That's a lot to do on a Sunday morning. I got a lot of lineups to set and football to get ready for. But I'll be on the first hour as well, just like I was on the Blitz for the better part of probably 3/4 of last season, helping them out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then also, I do intend on doing a Friday Fun Day show as well. It's probably not going to be every Friday, because we've got so much, you know, on the boards already. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. I might mix in one a month or two a month or something. So just something else to look forward to. That's not going to have anything to do with football, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know what, though? Everybody needs a Friday Fun Day when they're tilting. You know, right. Like if you had a tough week or you made a trade that you find out a week or two later ends up to really bite you in the buttocks, then you need a Friday Fun Day to rebound and get your sights back on the important things in life. And then Sunday you can get back to football. So Friday Fun Days are very essential and very important. I want to let everybody know where you can find us. The show is on Twitter at Toilets to Titles. And again, I said Justin's at JustinFF underscore. I am at Coach Sheps on the Twitter. Reach out to us during your drafts, before your drafts, whatever. If you got any questions, if you're making any trades, we are here to help you. How you can listen to the show. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on YouTube. We are on Podbean. We are on Spotify. All those links, you can find them in the show notes or if you visit us on Toilets of Titles. Also, we have two Facebook pages. One is our Toilets to Titles page, and one is When a Family Breaks, which we buy, sell, trade sports memorabilia, and that's picking up right now. We're getting real busy because it's football season, so people are looking to buy, sell, and trade sports cards. So I got a bunch of helmets behind me that I'm going to be raffling off in there, so get you some, all right? Please hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube. That really helps us out. If you check out any episodes, you know, like I said, hit the like button, throw us some comments. All that stuff helps the algorithm, help us get more views, and helps lift us up. If you have Apple Podcasts, it would be greatly appreciated if you threw us a 5-star review, write something in there. And again, that's something that's just going to help us get out to more ears. If we are helping you, it would be appreciated. if you let us know. Throw that in the comments there. Another way you can help us out, we do have a Patreon now. It's patreon.com/toiletstotitles. Before I said, reach out to us on Twitter if you have any questions about your leagues or your drafts. But here's a way you can get directly a hold of us. Okay, tier one is $3 per month. It gets you into our T2T, Toilets to Titles group chat. Everybody from the team is on there. Everybody, okay? And I say this every episode. We have guys from all over the world in the team. And we have, like, no hours where no one is available. All right, so it's going to be a Discord chat. $3 per month. You can ask us anything about anything. Doesn't mean we're going to answer you. But if it's about fantasy football, we will for sure answer you. Tier two is $5 per month. That gets you access to our waiver wire in-season episode. And I've been saying this as well. I don't even know if we're going to release this one to the world. You know what I mean? It might be specifically for Patreon. It's $5 per month. As a team, we're going to be rotating weekly on who does this episode. And it'll get out to you Tuesday nights. Also gets you entry into Frankenstank next year, gets you into the group chat as well. And tier three is $10 per month, gets you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody you choose on the Toilets and Titles team. You say, hey, I just drafted. Here's my roster. What do you think? Boom. I want so-and-so. I want Justin to check it out. And Justin will be like, I'm on it. And he's going to check it out. He's going to write up a report and say, hey, I think you need to do this, that, and the other. Right, Justin, you'll be very, very thorough with that roster analysis.
Absolutely. And for what it's worth, in the group chat, you can ask anything about anything. And some of us, like myself, don't have a filter. I'm willing to answer anything.
Yeah, there you go. So that's a peek behind the curtains. Justin will let you know. Any question you have, he will give you an answer. That $10 per month tier three also gets you free entry into our Frankenstank League next year, gets you into the group chat, and gets you early access to those waiver wire episodes. So that is all the formalities. Let's get into some news discussion, all right? So this is the week ending August 22nd, which was Sunday, which was yesterday. Carson Wentz is set to return to practice today. Justin, how do we feel about that?
Yeah, not just Carson Wentz, but most likely Quentin Nelson as well. Both of them are very likely to start back up today. So it does feel good to try to get them a good solid weekend before the season starts. I'm not 100% sure that I really want Carson Wentz to start the first week or two. You never know what's going to happen the first week or two anyway. And in this division, I think there maybe you sacrifice a win or two, make sure that Carson is healthy and ready to go, and you still might be able to come back and win this division. So same with Quentin Nelson. I'd kind of like to see them both take a break, but if they are ready, if they feel like they can go, then absolutely we'll accept it.
I mean, it's better to get I understand what you're saying. I don't think I want to get them game reps, you know, but to get back on the field, to get moving, to get back acclimated with the offense, running those plays, especially Carson Wentz. I mean, he is a veteran, but it is a new system. I mean, he's got familiarity because I believe the coach who's there now coached him at Philadelphia, right? So he's got familiarity. That's a tough word to say in the morning. I might need a second cup of coffee for that one. But, you know, I just think it's great to start building momentum leading into the season. All right. So another guy, speaking of building momentum, let's head over to the Jets. We have Zach Wilson, who looked great against Green Bay this weekend, 9 for 11. 128 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's a pretty phenomenal stat line. And also Corey Davis, 4 receptions for 70 yards with Elijah Moore down with injury. So Zach Wilson starting to look like the real deal, man. He was threading the needle on a few of those passes. I have tons of Zach Wilson shares. I believe I have him on every single dynasty roster I have. So Justin, thoughts on Zach Wilson?
I've said it like 3 weeks in a row now, and I'll say it again. I'm excited to watch the Jets. I'm excited to watch this young team. I feel like, obviously, they're probably not going to be as great as you might think they're going to be to start. But just to be able to see that evolution, just like watching our show, Toilets and Titles, just slowly evolving into this monster. Hopefully the Jets will be able to do the same because, I mean, anytime that a team in the Patriots division can rise up, I'm all for it.
Man, yes, it's anti-Patriots for sure. I'm not anti-Patriots, Justin, so I get the sense. I feel bad for the Jets because they did lose Carl Lawson. Carl Lawson went down with a season-ending injury, and they were, like, expecting big things out of him to anchor that defense, to rush the passer. So it sounds like they are looking to make a trade I don't know who's on the block. I don't know who they're willing to trade. I don't know if they're willing to trade draft picks, but they are looking to pick up an edge rusher. So keep your eyes out for that this week or over the next 2 weeks. The Jets are in the market to pick up a pass rusher. They have a defensive-minded coach in Robert Saleh, and I think he was expecting a lot from that guy, you know, Carl Lawson. So he had big plans for that defense, and they revolved around that anchor. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets go out, make a big splash. You know, I don't know who's available. I don't know who they might trade for, but I'm sure they can find a suitor. But back to Zach Wilson, you know, and that Jets offense, you know, I'm very excited. You know, I mean, it is preseason, but that, you know, some of the passes he made, he's connecting with their wide receiver one right now, who is Corey Davis, you know, threading the ball over the middle. Like, it wasn't just passes like 9 for 11. You'd think like maybe they rolled him out, they schemed wide receivers open, you know, simple passes. No, some of them were like down the deep middle of the field, you know, between defenders, you know. So it was very exciting to see. One thing I'm interested to see is who steps up this season as their running back one. I know there's Ty Johnson, there's Michael Carter, there's LaMichael Perine. Everybody seems to think Tevin Coleman, because he's not getting playing time, is going to be that RB1, and that might be the plans. But I don't think you can prepare for Tevin Coleman to last a full season. If he does, you know, that's excellent. But if he's the starter out the gate, I don't think he makes it past week 4 as the starter. So somebody else will step up. It might be a revolving door, but we'll see. Justin, what were you going
to
say?
And also, I still keep going back to the thought that I don't think that the Jets are going to be able to be super competitive this year. So why not give the rookie the reps and give him an opportunity? So even if he's not starting early, I feel like he's going to start pretty early, and he'll get most of the workload. So for fantasy purposes, Michael Carter is still the only one that I'm actually at any point interested in, just because the Jets offense is still young. They're still trying to mold that team, and that offensive line still isn't great by any means. So so I don't think I really like any running back. So it's going to be a volume thing. So for me, I think Michael Carter's the only one that really makes a lot of sense.
Let's see it. Let's see how the Jets offense plays out and how that backfield plays out. All right. Move into that division, New England. Jonnu Smith has a left ankle sprain. I just drafted him in the Toilets to Titles League. So he's my tight end one. I wasn't able to get another tight end because Eric Arfston drafted about 6 of them. So I guess I'll have to sit there with Jonnu Smith this season. But he has an ankle sprain. Doesn't sound severe. He hasn't returned to practice yet. And Hunter Henry was a little banged up as well. So those two tight ends they brought in, you know, there's some question marks. But let's see. You know, maybe they're just minor things and they'll be ready for the season over. What are you thinking about Jonnu, Justin?
You know, for what it's worth, like I said, I really dislike the Patriots, but I like what they're trying to do here with this offense with Jonnu and Hunter Henry, because and I'm not trying to compare this to the old two tight end set with Hernandez and all that. Like, it's not like that. This is a different type of two tight end set. This is really basically playing into the game that Cam currently has. And he's not the same quarterback, and he gets banged up real easily. He likes to run the ball even when you don't want him to run the ball. So why not set it up to where he has a two tight end set? You can set up a lot more of a running game. I think that's where the Patriots are wanting to steer this, so that Cam can be more efficient in the passing game. This offense could potentially be really good for fantasy purposes, which is not something that we're used to saying with the New England Patriots. Right. But with the way that it's set up, if these two guys can stay healthy, I actually kind of like what they're doing fantasy wise. So I really hope that they can stay healthy. And I don't think that either of these injuries are going to keep them out of week 1. But also with Hunter Henry, he does have that long history of injury as well. So you still got to be a little bit concerned. I don't think they brought in two good tight ends just because one of them's injury prone. They brought in two tight ends hoping that they'll both stay healthy and productive.
Yeah, I have a lot of Hunter Henry as well. I've been buying since he was a rookie. So I'm really hoping he could put a full season together. I want to see what he can do, you know, in 17 games. That feels odd to say because we're used to 16, but, you know, I want to see what Hunter Henry can do in 17. Speaking of New England Patriots offense becoming fantasy relevant, which is something we're not used to saying, I think Damian Harris, I'm thinking this might be the year that the Patriots have a running back one. And his value right now, like, he should have been on the all-value team. I don't know why I didn't put him on there. I just did that episode Saturday. So go make sure you check that out. My all dudes, my all value. But Damian Harris, man, I think he's going to do well this season. Justin, you look like you have something to say about that.
I felt that way too. But this Ramondre Stevenson cat, he is looking like the real deal. And I'm the one that always tells you all that you guys watch way too much preseason, because preseason doesn't mean crap. But he looks good. like it doesn't matter what defense they're up against, the number one defense or the number three defense, he's still, I don't know, man. He's got a pop to him. So, and now it's got me second guessing, because I was with you on Damian Harrison until this week. And now it's like, man, where'd this guy come from?
But it's also like with Belichick, he's a rookie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know if he's going to throw a rookie running back out there, even if he's, you know, like Damian Harris played really well his rookie year and he still didn't get all the touches. So, it's still a question mark. There's still question marks, but at Damian Harris's current ADP, I am buying. And I did in Toilets and Titles League. I have me some Damian Harris. I also got my guy, David Montgomery. And I'm ready to win that league, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. All right, let's move on to another team in that division. We're staying with AFC East. We got the Miami Dolphins. Brian Flores says Miami will utilize a three running back committee in season, which is Miles Gaskin, Malcolm Brown, and Salvin Ahmed. Versus the Falcons, Malcolm Brown had 10 rushes, 43 yards, and a touchdown. Miles Gaskin had a pretty good stat line, 6 rushes, 27 yards, and a touchdown, and 4 receptions for 44 yards in a touchdown. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on the Miami Dolphins backfield situation?
So I haven't watched the most recent preseason game or even the highlights, but personally, I like Malcolm Brown because I like his style of play. And I've always just kind of been a Malcolm Brown fan, but I don't think that he's going to get that opportunity with Miles Gaskin there, because Gaskin was very efficient every opportunity he had. So he definitely deserves the chance. But unfortunately, I think it's going to be too much of a split back there for me to really focus too much for fantasy purposes. But as a team, like if you are a Dolphins fan, I think I would be perfectly okay with the backfield, even without having a solid number one that's going to stand out.
Yeah. And do you think Nate, our resident Tua hater, is shaking in his boots after Tua looks all right in preseason? Like, Tua looks like an NFL quarterback. You know, again, this is preseason football, but Tua looks like he belongs. He looks a little healthier. He's got some more zip on the ball. So do you think Nate is starting to feel like a little shaken up with all those bathroom board bets that he has saying Tua's going to stink? What do you think?
Not just bathroom board bets. Remember, he made that trade with me in the fictional league where he undersold Tua quite a bit. So I'm trying to find it now. I'll get back to that in just a moment.
All right, so we'll talk about Tua again in a moment. Let's move on to a rookie, Devontae Smith. It's a little banged up, came back from an injury, had 2 receptions for 19 yards versus New England. But then I don't know if it was yesterday, I saw a tweet that something happened with his ankle, so now he might be back out again. So I know this isn't very very precise news reporting. I'm sorry. I'm not Adam Schefter, but he was back, 2 receptions for 19 yards, and then now he may be down again. So, Justin, what are your thoughts?
I'm still trying to find that trade. You could probably just go ahead and move on. That's
all right. Well, Devontae, he had 2 receptions for 19 yards. One of them was a whip route, and people were gushing over it, but I did see Joshua Bigby comment on it that that was a pretty basic route. Like, someone was like, wow, that's a Heisman route. You know, those guys run that whip route all the time in the NFL. So take it easy, okay? But all right, he limped off the field yesterday. They were looking at his right ankle, and then he came back. And this is from Zach Berman. Zach Berman covers the Philadelphia Eagles for The Athletic. So, and The Athletic is a reputable source, all right? So they don't sugarcoat things. So he was a little banged up yesterday. He did come back. So Devontae Smith is back. Confirmed. All right. Seattle Seahawks and Jamal Adams have reached an agreement on a 4-year, $70 million extension that includes $38 million guaranteed and makes him the highest paid safety in the NFL. That is pretty huge. I did hear that they were going to wait till next season to try to get him franchised, but he said he was going to fight that and try to put himself out as a linebacker instead of a safety because he spends so much time in the box. And it just would have gotten ugly. The best thing Seattle could do was give him this contract, but Jamal has shown in the past you know, he could take things, you know, he could take things to a place where they don't want to go. And I think going into the season, you don't want to have that hanging over you. And in the past, I think this is some, I'm surprised that Seattle did it, because Seattle isn't very, at times they are tone deaf with their defensive players like Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, some guys that they haven't treated necessarily correctly. And it's ironic that this is a guy they got from somebody else and they're treating, you know, this guy correctly. It's not somebody they drafted themselves. But big news for Jamal Adams. Now we know Jamal Adams can go out there, not worry about his contract, and get it done. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on the Jamal Adams deal?
Yeah, they don't have the Legion of Boom anymore, and that defense just has not been very good at all. They need to start taking care of their players again, and I feel like this is a step in the right direction for them. So he's a staple of that defense, and now they're going to have him for a while. They can build around him, which seems odd to think that they're going to try to build around a secondary player, but honestly, he's a good one to build around if you're going to. So it's time for that defensive rebuild.
Awesome. Did you find that trade?
I did, but I was mistaken. It wasn't Tua. It was Hurts.
Oh, he traded you Hurts.
Yeah, he traded me Hurts and the 102 for Minshew, Gibson, like Antonio Gibson, Melvin Gordon, and Rashawn Gary.
You got the 102 and Hurts?
Yeah. I gave him the 107 also. So pretty much I gave him Antonio Gibson and the 107. I got the 102 and Jalen Hurts.
What did you take with 102?
I took Justin Fields.
So you got Fields and Hurts for Gibson and probably like Jalen Waddle.
The 107. Actually, he took Trey Lance.
Oh man, 107.
Yeah, that was early though. This was an early draft. This was the fictional league. We always draft right after the NFL draft. Yeah,
I must not have had a top five pick because I would have taken Trey Lance, I am sure.
You went the very next pick, 108. You went Zach Wilson.
Okay. Yep. Staying on brand. I got Zach Wilson everywhere. let's stick with quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, the tagline here is FBI versus Deshaun. Attorney for plaintiffs, Tony Busby, which is a very, like, Tony Busby sounds like a cartoon lawyer. Like, if you're watching a cartoon movie, Tony Busby would be the guy who's the lawyer, you know, like, it just sounds like that to me. He said that the FBI has been looking into Watson since it's alleged that he flew a woman in from Atlanta, Georgia to Texas for a massage. If it's a crime that crossed state lines, the FBI gets involved. So this stuff is just getting weirder and weirder. I drafted Deshaun Watson as my third quarterback in the sleeper league. I had Darnold as my second, so I needed some upside. And then yesterday I'm reading that he might be on, like, he might be able to play. Like, he might not even get suspended this year. So it's all over the place, which, you know, we need hard info now. It's the season's about to start, so the NFL needs to come out and tell us. But Justin, what are your thoughts on Deshaun Watson?
If he plays, then I've given up all faith in the NFL system. I mean, I know it's never been great to begin with, but guys have been suspended for far less than what he's even being accused of, and everything just keeps piling up and piling up. And for a long time, Houston wasn't even letting him practice at quarterback. They had him out there at safety. Like, they were just like, okay, well, you have to be here, but you're not going to be here for us for week one. And now all of a sudden he might be there for week one. Like, I don't know. I'm done with the guy. I'm over him. And in the past, I've taken advantages of situations like this, like trading away trading to get Tyreek Hill. I traded away three third round picks to get Tyreek Hill when he was looking at a huge suspension. And then when he got a slap on the wrist, I turned around and traded him away because I don't like having guys like that on my roster. I traded him away for two first rounders. So I essentially flipped three third round picks for two first round picks. Waiting on everybody to make decisions. This is how I'm probably going to continue to treat Deshaun Watson, or that's how I was treating him. But now I'm not even treating him like that. I don't want to have anything to do with this guy. I'm moving on.
So the NFL released, you know, they're doing their top 100 on the NFL Network. He was 18th. So he's like, I mean, he's a stud. He's a phenomenal football player. But it's just really weird. It's a weird situation. The NFL, you know, I don't know. Robert Kraft, you know, he had some weird stuff going on with massage parlors and human trafficking. And the NFL, I don't know what they did to him, but that got swept under the rug real quick. Real quick. So, I mean, maybe they're afraid to really, you know, stick it to Deshaun Watson because maybe there's a can of worms that they don't want to open.
Yeah, maybe Goodell is in that circle.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't want to get like, it's too early for this shit, but like human trafficking, massage parlors, like people with money do some weird stuff, man, like some weird stuff and whatever. Let's move on. I don't want to go down this road. All right, Mark Andrews hurt at Thursday's practice. So last week, clearly, it looked like it was a heat. No, clearly was a heat related injury. It looked like heat stroke or something like that. Extreme cramping. He should be fine, but the dude needs to ice up, son. Needs to get an IV. Needs to drink his Gatorade and his electrolytes. But Mark Andrews should be fine, and we need him. Lamar Jackson needs him because, you know, Bateman's out. So it's going to be the Tylan Wallace, Mark Andrews, Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins will give us about two good weeks, I'm sure. And then J.K., Gus Edwards. So what are your ideas or thoughts, rather, on the Mark Andrews injury?
I mean, Mark Andrews has been kind of that value pick for a lot of people because you have your top three fantasy tight ends. And then after that, a lot of people have been kind of targeting Kyle Pitts, the rookie. So Mark Andrews has kind of been falling. So I know he's been a value pick for a lot of people. So I think this is kind of a non-issue. It is kind of scary because from experience, if you have a heat related injury, sometimes that can haunt you for a little while.
Right.
But I mean, he's a pro. He's athletic. He's an athlete. I mean, he'll be fine. I'm not too overly concerned. So go ahead and continue to get that value in drafts.
Man, we got two people watching the show right now at 6:58 in the morning. So shout out to you too. Yeah, exactly. Shout out to you too. Throw us a comment in here, man. Let's if you have any questions, you're one of the two in here. Help us help you. All right. It could be anything. All right. So the next comment, when I was reading the news, I saw this and I was like, man, I'm sick and tired of talking about CeeDee Lamb. So there's a CeeDee Lamb note in here, and then someone, because we share our news doc, someone from Toilets to Titles who was going on here, I'm sure, to help me add some news to this doc, said, oh my God, coach, we get it, you like CeeDee. For that person, I don't know who wrote that, I didn't put this CeeDee news in here. This isn't news to me. But CeeDee Lamb continues to impress and make highlight plays in camp. Dallas is about to have two wide receiver ones, ? That's the news in there. And yes, they are. CeeDee Lamb is a stud. As long as he stays healthy and as long as Amari stays healthy, they will have two wide receiver ones. Book it. Like, this isn't news. Justin.
I don't know what else to say. I agree. CeeDee's going to be amazing. I knew he would be really good. I held back because last year I was – very bullish about holding back on rookie wide receivers, and guys like him and Justin Jefferson really shoved that in my face. So I'm not holding back anymore. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm ready to root for one of your Cowboys.
But man, I don't know. This year might be the year to hold off on rookie wide receivers, though.
You know? You're like killing me.
You know, so who do you have? Who are you invested in this season?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, I agree. And honestly, well, we're about to talk about one of them, Rashad Bateman, that I was excited about, but he.
Let's go right to that. So Bateman was out 6 to 8 weeks with a core injury, so he won't be here till sometime in October, likely. So go on with Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, and I just used an old banner up here that was already there. I didn't read the whole thing. I thought that it was already ready to go. but Rashad Bateman actually has a core injury now. It's not the groin injury that you see down there, but the core injury, 6 to 8 weeks, and I was absolutely convinced, and Joshua from Fusion actually kind of turned me on to Rashad Bateman a little bit more this season because of that offense and how much a really good wide receiver could help open up Lamar Jackson in that offense. now we're not going to be able to see it for a while. I kind of feel like they're going to fall right back into that same old run heavy offense early on, and which is great because I got J.K. Dobbins cheap in a lot of drafts. But as far as being excited to watch the team play, I was excited to see what could potentially happen for Lamar Miller if he has wide receivers on both sides.
Lamar Freudian slip. Lamar Jackson.
What did I say?
Lamar Miller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lamar Miller will always be on my mind because of that preseason injury where he got hurt like literally minutes after I drafted him in the fifth round a few years ago. But so Lamar Jackson. So, So hopefully Bateman can come back and make a decent rookie season out of what's left, and we can get a glimpse of what we're going to see with him in the future.
Man, yeah. So I have like the rookie wide receiver I have the most shares of was Elijah Moore. And I got him early second in most of my drafts. I think I have one share of Bateman, one share of Waddle. I don't think I have any Devontae Smith. So I'm a little spread out because I think there was a lot of uncertainty. I didn't know, you know, they're all pretty talented ball players, you know, but I was uncertain about their situations, you know. And I think Elijah Moore was the one I was most comfortable with the situation because I knew he's the type of wide receiver who fits with a guy like Zach Wilson, who's a broken play stud. Like, you know, if the play breaks down, he's going to roll around, make some time, and throw the ball over the top, you know. And we'll see. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch which rookie wide receiver steps up. And Tylan Wallace is a guy, you know, who got drafted a little late. Like, there was definitely some people who really loved him. I did, you know, coming out of college, coming out of OK State. He's going to have the time now. You know, let's see if he starts in Baltimore. Let's see if he earns an early rapport with Lamar Jackson while Bateman's out. He might be one of the rookie wide receivers who sneakily steps in and gets it done. So he's a guy to keep an eye on. Emmanuel Sanders, he's dealing with a foot injury as of August 20th. And he's an aging wide receiver, you know. And this is a guy who was expected to come in and take some reps from Gabe Davis. You know, I think Cole Beasley's set there. I think Stephon Diggs is set there. And maybe Emmanuel Sanders would come in. But foot injury doesn't sound good to me, especially for a guy who runs routes, uses those feet like every single snap. So this seems like something that can be lingering. And I think Buffalo is a team that's expecting to make the playoffs. So how much do you really – like, this guy might be somebody you want to help you down the stretch. So how much are you going to push him early on to get in there when you do have a young guy like Gabe Davis who's ready to run? So what are your thoughts on the Manny Sanders injury, Justin?
Yeah, all along it's been Diggs and Gabriel Davis for me. That's how it's been all offseason. That's how I've been playing it. And then if Cole Beasley got his act together and he ends up playing, then, yeah, it's probably Beasley. And then Manny would just fill in from time to time where needed. At his age, just his history, I was off of the Manny bandwagon there for a while. I thought maybe there was some value because of the whole Cole Beasley off-field stuff that was going on. But now that it seems like he's got his head straight and he's focused on football, that kind of puts him back in that third role for me. I'm not really big on Manny anyway. I hope he gets healthy. I hope he has an opportunity to play because how do you not like Manny Sanders? But yeah, it's just not huge news for me.
All right. So it's funny that Cole Beasley getting his act together is just staying off social media and stop talking about hot topics, you know, but he's a stud. He's one of the best slot receivers in the NFL. So
I just drafted him, I think, in the Frankenstein League too. So Cole Beasley. So, yeah.
All right. So Trey Sermon missed Sunday night's game with an ankle injury. So yesterday, he's a guy who has, you know, quite a few injuries in college and is somebody that a lot of people are counting on to take over that backfield in San Francisco. But, you know, he's a guy who gets injured. Mostert's a guy who gets injured. Jeff Wilson's a guy who gets injured. Elijah Mitchell's a little injured right now. But if I'm drafting Trey Sermon in rookie drafts, I know it's a little late for that. I'm picking up Elijah Mitchell a little later on. All right. I think he went to Louisiana Lafayette. You know, he's a guy that he could give you those numbers that we're expecting from Trey Sermon because Trey Sermon might not make it through all 16. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on Trey Sermon already missing games?
It's kind of a Miami Dolphins backfield situation for me. I think they have a lot back there, and it's going to be exciting to watch them from a team standpoint and from a fantasy standpoint. We're going to be aggressively upset. So, but yeah, and they've all had a history of injuries out there. I don't know if it's the turf they're playing on or what, but I think it's just going to be a revolving door, just like seasons past. There's no reason for us to believe that it's not going to be. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
We will see. All right. The Bears are going to be without their second round pick, Tevin Jenkins. He's going to have back surgery. Should be out until November, possibly the entire season. So that's a big hit because this guy is a mauler. He is a mauler. He was going to be a big help to David Montgomery this season, and it looks like that help will not be arriving till next year. So, Justin, what are your thoughts on how this will affect the Bears' offense?
I think it affects it a lot more than you could imagine a rookie lineman would, because that offensive line is already horrible, like really bad, and you have potentially your franchise – the future of your franchise back there in Fields that you need to protect. So honestly, this is just another reason for them to possibly roll out with Andy Dalton for a little bit longer. And that affects your entire offense. It's not the same play style, and Andy Dalton's not a great quarterback. We know that, but he's also not looked bad this offseason. Fields looks good. I just don't know that you want to throw him out there with a really bad offensive line and have another Andrew Luck situation. I know that was a different team, but that same type of situation where you're not protecting your quarterback and he gets hurt early and often, that can ruin a career. So yeah, they've got to have that in the back of their minds.
Man, especially after he took that hit the other night.
Oh, like, man, that was vicious.
Man, he got blasted. I'm glad they threw a flag, though, like for sure, because, yes, it was warranted. But, you know, running mobile quarterbacks sometimes – they don't get the flags that pocket quarterbacks get. And I saw that flag. I was like, okay, great. Like, let's treat this guy, you know, the same way we are treating all the pocket quarterbacks and keep him safe. So that was good to see. Matt Nagy said that Tariq Cohen could still be weeks away from practicing. You know, Tariq Cohen to me is a non-issue, even in fantasy in the NFL. Guy to keep an eye on is Khalil Herbert out of Virginia Tech. He's looked good in the touches he's had. I think he's the true backup to David Montgomery. Tariq Cohen's more of a satellite back. So if I'm handcuffing David Montgomery, it is with Khalil Herbert, and it is not with Tariq Cohen. Do you have any thoughts on Tariq Cohen?
I think not having him available early is going to kind of hurt them. If you look at their schedule, man, they've got a rough schedule coming up. And I know that we don't really know what defenses are going to look like, but if we just go based off of history and what little we do know, there's only like four games. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, without seeing it.
What we do know, though.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Well, you know more about defense than I do. How about that? Okay. But so what little I know about certain defenses, I only see like four games where I would be kind of excited to start David Montgomery. It just looks like a really rough schedule coming up for them, and without Cohen. I don't know. I just don't have a lot of faith in the Bears this year, and I think that this injury hurts them a lot. So they need him back sooner rather than later.
Yep. All right. The last bit of news we have. Well, I have two bits of news left. One of them's on the dock, and then one of them's just something else. But Will Lutz, core injury. He is out at least 8 weeks. So I feel like this is the type that you cut this guy, and you just find a new kicker, right? Like, do they wait it out?
Depending on the depth of your league. I was excited about
in the NFL. Like, did the Saints just get rid of this guy and get a new kicker?
No, they can't get rid of Will Lutz.
He's out for 8 weeks.
No, I get that. I get that. You can put him on the PUP list or the IR eligible to return list. I mean, he's Will Lutz. Like you have like your top five kickers in this league that you can count on, and after that, they're all that Pinheiro guy. Like they're all just the same. So if you have a top five guy and you know that he's going to make kicks 90% of the time, you have to keep him, and it's a core injury too, which. You would think that would be kind of rough for kickers to come back from because they use their entire body. Right. But I would hold them all season if I had to go pick up another and just pick up that. Yeah, I'm sure the Colts will drop Pinheiro after Blankenship after the preseason's over because they have Blankenship. So But I had to put this in here because I'm one of the few guys that still follow kickers and still enjoy having kickers in fantasy. I mean, it is called football for a reason. So that's why I put that on here. This is a situation for those of us that respect kickers. Like if we don't have a deep bench, you have to make this decision. So I just thought I'd throw it out there for everybody that are in leagues with kickers and they own Will Lutz and they weren't aware of the situation. So
there is a Will Lutz situation on our hands, and we will be waiting eagerly to see how it plays out over the next 8 weeks. I guess I'm just a little gun shy because we had Dan Bailey, and Dan Bailey was a stud, and then he had like a back injury, and then he just completely fell apart. All right, Colts stock up with Wentz news practicing this week and the rookie sleeper Michael Strahan. Thoughts? Michael Strachan? I still don't know how to pronounce
Strachan.
That.
Strachan. And I have a feeling that we know who this is.
Is this Uncle Steve?
This has got to be Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve comes in here. Michael Strachan. Strachan. Stock up, Michael Strachan. Colts stock up with Carson Wentz news, Quentin Nelson news. Jonathan Taylor stock up. All right, RB1 this year. I think I got him at like 8th overall in the Toilets of Titles draft. I don't know. Maybe it was a different league. But I think I got Jonathan Taylor. I could be wrong. I can't even remember yesterday. But the other bit of news that I was looking at, I don't know if you're into Marvel superhero movies, but I loved the Spider-Man movies from the 90s with Tobey Maguire. Was it the 90s? I think so. And supposedly he's going to be in the new Spider-Man because there's a multiverse. But I just saw on Twitter, they quickly cut it out that someone leaked the trailer for the new Spider-Man movie, and there's some pictures of Willem Dafoe, who's coming back as well, and some other guys. So it just brought up some old memories. I'm excited to see this new one. Justin, are you into Marvel superhero movies at all?
Yeah, actually, I've seen every one of them, most of them more than once. But yeah, for what it's worth, I have a feeling that this the first Friday Funday episode is going to be a draft of our favorite superheroes. So just to give you a little tease on what that show is going to be about, absolutely nothing football related. So just a break from football on a Friday night for people. So I think that's probably that was the direction that I was leaning towards. So you kind of segued right into that.
Man, so who is your favorite character and why is it Korg?
Why is it who?
Korg.
Oh no. My favorite character is certainly Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like Star-Lord. So yeah, man, yeah. We're a Guardians of the Galaxy bunch. But Korg is my dude as well. Korg is funny as hell.
That show in my mind, that particular movie, those two are probably absolutely the best of the series because they bring all the comedy that both kids and adults can enjoy all the way throughout the movie. So
add Thor Ragnarok in there. Like, so those three, the two Guardians and Thor Ragnarok, those three are like, those are my favorite. I could watch those over and over and over again. The part in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 when Yondu's floating down and Star-Lord says to him, he looks like Mary Poppins, and he goes, mm-hmm. Is he cool? And he's like, hell yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yep. All right, let's wrap this thing up so we can go about our day. Today's episode was brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. And again, you can find Justin on the Twitter at JustinFF_. I am on there at Coach Sheps. Our Patreon is patreon.com/toiletstotitles. Get with that at $3 a month. That's the minimum. That's tier one. That gets you right into our group chat. And you can ask us all of your questions, regular questions or fantasy-related questions, and we will help you out. So I suggest you get in that. Justin, what a pleasure it was having you join me for this news episode again. And I'm looking forward to Tuesday nights in the regular season.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be fun to get Nate back on here too with us and get the old band back together again.
Nate's currently painting his house completely, top to bottom. Nate is a busy, busy bee. He is absolutely a Busby. What, the Busby lawyer? That's Nate.
And he just painted it before Finn was born too. So now he's already painting it again. So
I'm sure he's having a lot of fun. But everybody, I hope you enjoy the week, and I hope you dominate those redraft drafts. Go back to its titles over the weekend. We had two episodes I suggest you listen to or watch. One of them was our T2T team sleeper league draft, which is on YouTube only. It shows you all of our picks every single round, all of the analysis, episode 76. What we did was I released my all dudes team, which is the guys that are at the top of the ADP, the guys that I said are going to just ball out. They're going to finish, you know, the guys who top five running backs, which one I think is going to be one, which quarterbacks I think can be the top, which wide receivers I think are going to be the top. Then I also did my all value team. So guys that are outside of the top 12 in ADP that I think are going to be steals and really going to help your roster. So I suggest you listen to that before you take part in your drafts. And again, everybody enjoy your week, and we will catch you all later on.